Today's Shem Sechta Megillah Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Begins the Gemara of Chanina, as we have been learning, different Amoraim introduced the Megillah with different Pesukim. Says Gemara, Chanina Pasuk L'Pesach L'Hapash Samahacha. Rav Chanina will begin explaining the Megillah from this Pasuk. Pasuk says and tell him, Hikafta Enosh L'Rashenu Bono Be'esh V'mayim. You put people on top of us, and we have gone through fire and water. Be'esh V'mayim Nevuchadnezzar HaRasha. Esh refers to the time of Nevuchadnezzar HaRasha when he put Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah into the fire. V'mayim V'may Paroi. Mayim refers to Paroi's time. As we know, the Pasuk says, Paroi decreed, Kol HaBen HaYilod HaYorid Tashlicho, v'teitzeinu l'ravoya b'mei hamon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the gzeira of Haman. So the Alshach explains this Gemara, that the Zohar explains that there's a difference between somebody who falls into the hands of a dangerous animal, a lion, a snake, or somebody falls into fire or water. It says, and versus somebody who's killed by a human being. It's easier, Kavyachu, he says, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to save a person from an animal or from water and fire than from a Baal Bechira, from a person. Because a person, as we know, has the Bechira, has the choice to do what he wants. And therefore, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs kaviyachol to save this person from such a situation, what it really means is he has to take away the bechira from a person. And therefore, explains the Alshach, Paroi wanted to throw us into the water. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to throw us into the fire. But what Haman wanted to do was kill us himself. And therefore, the nace of Purim is a greater nace than all other nisim. Morale takes a different approach. The morale's approach is that in the time of Nebuchadnezzar and Paroi, it wasn't that they necessarily wanted to completely destroy Klal Yisrael. It was more that they wanted to cause us harm. They wanted to assimilate us. It wasn't to the level of destruction that we find that Haman wanted to do, as it says in the Megillah, Lahashmin La'arug La'abed. That's why the Pasuk here, the Gemara, as it begins this year today, says the Nes of Purim was greater than all other Nisim. So Rashi, as we said, says what the Gemara says, Be'esh, B'mein Nevuchadnezzar and Rasha, refers to Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, that he wanted to throw them into the furnace of fire. The Mashal says that it refers to the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was burnt by Nebuchadnezzar. The Mashal says, what does the word Revoya mean? It means a Suda, like we say, Kaisi Revoya, that as we learned and will be learning, the Nes of Purim is very much connected to the Suda that Achashverosh made, that much of the story evolves around that. That's why it says v'tetzienu l'rvoya, but the Sifsei Chum says l'rvoya represents the shiras v'sheshbachos. L'rvoya represents that we were able from the Nes of Purim. We have the Yontif of Purim, which we know the Yontif of Purim represents a time of mishtav simcha. L'rvoya means that with simcha and we sing the praises to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, "Yoichan Pasuk Lo Pesach Lo Hapashis Mahacham." Zocher Chazav Menasel Beis Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Chesed and the Muna of the Klal Yisrael. Ro Kol Hafsi Oretz Es Yeshua Salkenu. Aim said, "Ro Kol Hafsi Oretz Es Yeshua Salkenu." When did the entire world see the tremendous nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf? B'mei Esther Matchev Esther. And the Mashal explains because, as we're going to learn, Achashverosh was a king that ruled over the whole world. So if Klal Yisrael were able to be saved from a king that rules over the whole world, that indeed represents a tremendous collapse. The entire world saw the Nisa Purim. The morale explains that we know, as it says in the Megillah, that Achashverosh Haman sent the Igros, sent the letters throughout the entire world, Lahashmid, Laharag, Ulaabed, to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. And then, Baruch Hashem, we were saved, and it did not happen. And therefore, because of that, it represents Rav Kalaf Tziaretz, the entire world saw Es Yeshua Salakeinu. Rish Lakish Pasuk La'Pesuk La'ay Parashas Ha'Mahaka. Arei Noyim, you have a lion that's roaring. V'dov Shokik, and you have a bear that's moving around. Moshel Rosh Al Amdal. Arei Noyim, Se Nevuchadnezzar. It refers to Nevuchadnezzar, HaRosh D'Ksibay, Ola Arei M'Sovchay. The lion came out of its cave. Dov Shokik refers to Achashverosh. The Ksibay, the Pasuk says, regarding Achashverosh, in the dream that Belshazzar had regarding various kings, there was another animal in my dream that looked like a bear. It refers to the Persayim, they eat and drink like a bear, and they are full of hair like a bear, and let their hair grow. They're constantly on the move, they're not sitting still any moment. Moshe Rasha, so Haman. And then we have Haman, who's considered the Moshe Rasha. Al Amdal, over a poor people, refers to Klal Yisrael. Shem Dalam and Amitzvahs, because Klal Yisrael were weak in their mitzvah observance in the time of Haman. That's why we were needed a Yeshua, because of what happened. Rabbi Lezer Pasuk Al-Pesuk Al-Pashim Mahokha. The Pasuk says in Koheles, Be'atzaltayim Yimach HaMikra, U'b'shiflus Yidayim Yidlef Hadayis. Be'shvil Atzah Shoholem Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael was lazy, Shloyosk B'Torah, that they weren't learning the Torah, Nasa Soyonish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a euphemism, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mach, Vein Mach Ela'oni, means weak. As the Pasuk says, that if a person donates, every person the Torah Parshas Bruchu Kaisai assigns a value based on their age and their gender. And the Torah says, if the individual cannot afford to fulfill his obligation, so mach means that he can't afford. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in the up in the Shemayim and looks at our tzaras. So the Mashiach explains this Gemara, that because Klal Yisrael were mevatel Torah, because Klal Yisrael weren't learning Torah, that's why they were deserving of being destroyed. And he says that, and when we recognize that, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Rebbe Nachman by Yitzchak Apostle Episcopal Parashat Malcha. Shem Alois. Lula Hashem Shehoyu Lanu. Noemina Yisrael. Lula Hashem Shehoyu Lanu. Bekum Al Adam. Adam V'lay Melech. Because the Gzeir over here was through Haman. And it wasn't through a king. Haman was the one that initiated. And as I saw the Moritz Chais explains, the Pasuk says, Lev Melech B'yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special way that he relates to kings. But Haman wasn't a king. And since Haman wasn't a king, that special relationship doesn't exist. But I saw that other Mefarshim explained the Gemara that a king, when he makes his decisions in a very different way than other people. Because the king is not just concerned about his own petty considerations. The king is also concerned about how the country, how his nation will be affected. A regular individual doesn't have all of these considerations. And that was the difference between Haman and Achashverosh. Rav Apostle Peskel HaPash Mahacha. Bervois Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am. Uvashol Rosha Yenach Ha'am. When Mordechai and Esther were successful, everybody was happy. The Ksiv, as it says at the end of the Megillah, Shushan, Tzol of Asamecha, Ubashal Rosha, Yonach Am, and when the Rosh is successful, the people are dissatisfied. That refers to Haman Rosha, the Ksiv, Fair Shushan Nevoicha. So the Mashal explains that two ways. He says, one explanation, he says, Ribui means that even though in that generation there were many Rishoyim, still Mordechai and Esther were the majority, and since they were majority, they ultimately prevailed. Another pshat is that they weren't even the majority, but because they were the quality, it's a question of quality over quantity. And since Mordechai and Esther represent the quality people, they ultimately were the ones that were able to prevail. So the Maharal looks at this Gemara and he says, how was Achashverosh? We look at Achashverosh. On one hand, we find they was ready to destroy all of Klal Yisrael without batting an eyelash. And then, in one second, he became a very favorable king to Klal Yisrael and gave them whatever they wanted, and he appointed Mordechai to be Mishnah Melech. So, explains the Pasuk. It really depends who was the person that had the most influence over Achashverosh. And that's what this Gemara is coming to teach us. When Haman had Achashverosh, or had influence over Achashverosh, that's when Klal Yisrael was in serious danger. When ultimately Mordechai had the influence over Achashverosh, and once Mordechai had the influence over Achashverosh, that's when Klal Yisrael was saved. Rav Nachman Mahocha, the pasuk says, "Kimi goy god la shloi elkim kroivim alav, kishem elkenu b'kol kareinu avav." And that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately was able to hear us. And I saw that the Sif Secham points out, till now, the Gemara kept on using the words, pasach la parash mahocha. This was the way they introduced the Megillah. Here, the Gemara just says, Pasla Pischa Mahacha. What's the difference? Explains the Sifsei Chachamim. Till now, all the introductions to the Megillah were for Psukim Inach. But now, the Gemara begins to quote Amoraim, who gave the introduction to the Megillah from Psukim in the Torah. And since Psukim in the Torah are always more significant, that's why the Gemara uses the word Mahacha. Ramasna says the Maharal is coming to teach us the power of tefillah. And what the Gemara is saying is that even though Klal Yisrael was in great danger, as soon as Klal Yisrael started to daven, that's when Klal Yisrael had a Yeshua. As the Medrash says, Im HaKol Kol Yaakov Mizgaber B'Bat HaKnesiyos U'Medrashos, if Klal Yisrael davens, Ein HaYudayim Yidei Esav Shaltos Boy. No longer can Esav have any power over him. The Mashal says that Haman kept on claiming that Klal Yisrael lost their special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're learning here, that Chas V'Sholem, our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ends. Rav Ashi Omar Mihocha, Oya Niso L'Kim Lov L'Kachas Goy, B'Kerv Goy, This pasuk speaks about the Gulas Mitzrayim, and we could compare the Gulas Mitzrayim to the story of Purim. And both of them, the enemies of Klal Yisrael at the end had a terrible downfall. The Mitzrim drowned in Yam Suf. And of course, Haman and his sons were hung on the tree. The beginning of the Megillah says, "Vehi bimei Achashverosh." Amar Rav, what does the word "vehi" mean? "Vayhi." A dod exiv the samartim sham laivadim laivecha laivadim l'shvachas. Klal Yisrael was in trouble because we were in the hands of our enemies. Shmuel Amar, "Lemeastim lagatim l'chaloisam lafe brisi itam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not despise us in the time of Yivonim. V'loi ga'altim b'mei Nevuchadnezzar, he did not cause us to despise us in the time of Nevuchadnezzar. L'chalusam, to destroy us b'mei Haman. Lof b'risi yitam b'mei Persayim. Kani Hashem al-Kayim b'mechems Gog u'Magog. In the time of Gog u'Magog, in time of Mashiach, which will be a time of serious war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still save us. Says the Gemara b'Masnisa Tana, Lo ma'astim b'mei kazdim, Shematlam Daniel v'Chananya Mishol v'Azaria. I appointed great leaders to read Klal Yisrael. V'lo galaltim b'mei yivonim, Shematlam Hashimra Tzad v'chashmino yivonov, O matushio koin godl. L'chaloysa b'mei hamon, Shematlam Mordechai v'Esther. L'ofa b'risi itam b'mei ramayim, Shematlam shebeis rebi, Uchachmei Adoris, I point Rebbe in the Chachmei Adoris, Kani Hashem Elkeim Losa Lovoi, She'en Kol Uma V'loshin Yochel Lishalboi. As many nations that want to stay, to come up against Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. But I saw that the Mashal explains, that's pshat in this Gemara. That this Gemara keeps on telling us that until the time of Mashiach, there will unfortunately be enemies that will try to stand up against Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appoint for us great leaders that will protect us. But as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appoint great leaders to protect us, they're still human beings. But when Mashiach comes, M'heri B'yameinu, Ani Hashem Elokeihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Hashem will protect us. But I saw himself, but I saw a different word, actually from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says that during all the times of Klal Yisrael, there were different leaders who stood up and helped us and led us properly. When it comes to the time of Mashiach, Klal Yisrael will no longer have such leaders to protect us. And Ani Hashem Elokeihem, at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say that the only person that could help us, the only person that can help us, and the only person that will help us, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Levi Amar Mehocha, V'im lois tzarishu es yosh yoros b'pneichem, V'hoya asher tisiru l'chmechem, if you will not chase out all of the umas oilam from Eretz Canaan, V'hoya asher tisiru mechem, l'chsichem, l'chneichem, u'l'tzininim b'tzideichem, v'tzar eschem, al aretz asher tiyoshim boi. The Pasuk says that if we will have Rachmanis on the Nochrim, where we're not supposed to have Rachmanis on them, it will come back to bite us. And the same happened with Purim. Shaul captured Agag, Melech Amalek, and he had Rachmanis, and he didn't immediately kill them. And because he had Rachmanis, and he didn't immediately kill them, what ultimately happened was that Agag fathered a child, and from that child ultimately came Haman. So that's what happens when you don't follow what the Torah says, how to treat your enemy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you won't destroy the Zion Amimim, the seven nations in Eretz Canaan, they will stand up against you. And that's exactly what happened here. We, Shaul, did not kill Gag, and then ultimately backfired on him. Achashverosh, what does the word Achashverosh stand for? Amar Rav, Ochiv Shel Rosh, the brother of the Rosh, or Ben Gilai Shel Rosh. Ochiv Shel Rosh, Ochiv Shel Nevuchadnezzar HaRosha. The brother of Nevuchadnezzar, it wasn't actually a brother, but what it means is he had the same attitude, and he had the same hashkofis. And as the Mashal explains, we find very often that the Gemara gives an explanation of what is the pshat of the name of a person. So he explains that the reason the Gemara does so, because when a person receives a name after he's born, even though the parent thinks that he's giving the child that name because whatever reason the parent has, actually there's much depth in every name that's given to every child. So the same, and it's not only by Klal Yisrael, it's by the Umas Olam as well. And the fact that Achashverosh had this name, Achashverosh, is not coincidental. Ben Gilai Shalosh, who Harag, Nebuchadnezzar killed members of Klal Yisrael when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, who Bigish Laharag. He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, kill Klal Yisrael. Who Echriv, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, for who Bikesh Lahachriv. Zerubbabel started the building of the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Koresh Melech Pras, and then Achashverosh, as the Pasuk says in Ezra, Ubamachus Achashverosh Betchilas Malchus Kosu Sitna Ayosh Yehuda V'Shalayim, they got him to back off from his agreement to allow them to build the Beis HaMikdash. So here the Gemara uses the words Ben Giloy. What does the Gemara mean with the word Ben Giloy? Because it's a very important concept. The Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simit Shin Lamed Hei Sif Beis teaches us a person is supposed to be Mevaka Chayla, a person is supposed to visit an individual who is sick. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, which is based on a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, that Flamates Amabes, that if you are the Ben Giloy of the Chayla, you will be able to take away a 60th of that disease. And the question is, what is the definition of Ben Giloy? And there are a number of shittas given in the Rishonim. One explanation is that they're the same age. There's a discussion, what does the same age mean? Does the same age mean that they were born, the same age mean that they have to be born on the same day? Most, the Aruch explains that they're the same age, they're the same age and they live in the same place. But the other Rishonim say that they have the same birthday. But then there are those that explain that Ben Giloy means somebody who is similar, that they're similar, the person who's being Mevaka Chayla and the person who's unfortunately not well. And the Raya, that's what it means, is Al Gemara. Al Gemara says that the Ben Giloy, Nebuchadnezzar and Achashverosh, were certainly not the same age. They didn't necessarily live at the same time, as we're going to learn later in the Shir. But they were Ben Giloy. They were people of similar type and similar style. And that's why the Gemara calls him a Ben Giloy. V'Shmuel Amar, why is he called Achashverosh? Shehushchu p'neim shel Yisrael b'yamav. Klal Yisrael faces blackened in his time, kishulei kedera, like the bottom of a pot that gets black because it's constantly used. So the Sifrei Chachamim explains that since we're going to learn later in the Shir, that all of the tzoros that happened then happened because shenenu miasudasoi shloisa rasha, that they participated in the banquet that Achashverosh made. So that's why the comparison to a pot is most appropriate. Anybody who remembers Achashverosh, he immediately gets a headache because of all the tzoros that Achashverosh caused for us. Everybody became poor in his time. Shenemar, as it says in the Megillah, Achashverosh imposed new taxes. Who Achashverosh? The pasuk says, "Hu Achashverosh," says the Gemara. What it means is, "Hu Berishoy mitchilas v'atzayfoy." He was wicked from the beginning and end. And says the Gemara, we find this in other places as well. "Hu Esav, Hu Berishoy mitchilas v'atzayfoy, Hu Das Maviram, Hein Berishon mitchilason v'atzayfon, Hu Amelech Ochaz, Hu Berishon mitchilas v'atzayfoy." The Maral explains that. What's the Gemara trying to teach us? So Maral explains that even though at the end of the Megillah, we find that Achashverosh ended up doing the right thing, don't believe that that means that Achashverosh was a good person. Achashverosh was not a good person. He was just surrounded because he married Esther and he was ready to have Mordechai and Esther influence him. So that's why good things happen at the end of the Megillah. But Achashverosh for himself was a terrible Rasha. So the Gemara says, "Hu Esav Berishoy Mitchilasav Atzayfoy," explains the Mashah that Esav sold the Bechaira, that day that he sold the Bechaira, Rashi teaches us a Chumash, he violated five Averis. And from then on, we find that he always did Averis. And the Yaakov adds to it that even on the day that Yaakov Avinu was being buried, Esav came to make trouble. Who does him Aviram? They were the people in Mitzrayim that caused aggravation to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the people, they are the same people that we find years later were part of the group of Korach. So I saw Rav Wilson Shlita, Mishgiach Tavidas explains the Gemara, that Lev Meloch V'Sarim B'Yad Hashem. What the Gemara is teaching us here is like this. Even though, as the Gemara just said, Achashverosh was a terrible Rasha, still, even though he was a terrible Rasha, at the end, we find that Klal Yisrael had a Yeshua. Why did Klal Yisrael have Yeshua at the end? Because Leib Melachim V'Sarim B'Yad Hashem. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the control over all people and over kings. And he told him, he directed him to do the right thing at the end. The Pasuk says regarding Avram Avinu, Avram hu Avram, hu b'tzitchoi mitchilosei v'atzoifoi. That as the Mashal explains, we know that the Medrash says that Avram Avinu ben Shalashonim, when he was only 3 years old, hikur as boiroi. Hu Arav Moshe, heim b'tzitchosom mitchilosei v'atzoifom. They were tzaddikim their entire life. V'davar hu akotin, says the Gemara, hu b'katnusoi, he always was modest, b'tchilosom at Soifai, from when he was young until the end. Kshem Shibakat Nusoi, just like when he was a young person, Hikdin Atzma Etzemisha Golem Venom Torah, he always was ready to learn Torah from somebody who's greater than him, from Mifi Boishas, who Kachba Machusoi, even when he was king, Hikdin Atzma Misha Golem Venom Bechachma, he was prepared to learn Torah from Achitofel, even though we know that Achitofel was his enemy and Achitofel was a Rasha. Hamoilach, Amar Rav, Shemoilach Ma'atzmai. He took the monarchy by himself. Amar Leil Shvach, some say it's to his praise. Amar Leil Gnai, and some say actually that it's disgraceful. Amar Leil Shvach, Deleyav Inish Techosh Lamalka Kavasei, there was no one else worthy of being the king more than Achashverosh. Amar Leil Gnai, Deleyav He really wasn't worthy to be king. However, he just was ready to spend a lot of money to buy the kingdom, but not that he was ready to be king. So the Mashal explains, the Gemara says, Amarav Shemalach Me'atzmai. What's Pshat? So the Mashal explains, the Pasuk says, Hamoilach, even though the Pasuk says, Vayhi B'mei, to teach us Hamoilach, that he became king all by himself. Why does this? The Sifsei Chamim has a different approach to this Gemara. Sifsei Chamim's approach to this Gemara was that Achashverosh was such a Rasha that he did not believe that he became king because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him king. Hamoilech me'atzmai. He believed his entire life that his success was koichi v'atzim yodi, that I myself was the one that made myself into king, which of course is not true. Everything that we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sifsei Chaim goes on to explain this Gemara that we just said, Amalei l'shvach v'amalei l'gvoi, that it's speaking about how people looked at him. Some people in the country, in the nation, thought that he was indeed a great king. And they thought that he became king because there was nobody more worthy than he to be king. And there were other people that said he's not really worthy of being king. The only reason he became king is because there was no one else. He gave a lot of money and he bought the monarchy. The pasuk continues and says, Hamoilech mahoidu v'ad kush. So it says the Gemara, we have a machloikus. Rav Shmuel, Chana ma'hoidu b'soif ha'olam, v'kush b'soif ha'olam. Hoidu and kush on two different sides of the world. And what the Gemara means to say, what the pasuk means to say is that Achashverosh was king over the entire world. V'chana ma'hoidu hoidu v'kush gaba adodi av kayami. They were right next to each other. And what it means to say is, k'shem shemalach al hoidu v'kush, just like he was king over Kod Vakush, Kach Moloch Masayfai and Vatsayfai, he was king over the entire world. So as I saw, the Ragachover explains this Gemara. Because we can't have a Machloikis if where Hod and Kush were. They're countries. And wherever they're located, they're located. So he says, it's a question how to look at these two countries. Do I look at them one country, then travel the entire world and get to the other country? Or do I look that these two countries were right next to each other? You could get to them by traveling around the entire world. It says the Ragachover, from here is a raya that the Gemara actually knew and understood that the world was round. Kiyotz b'dav ha'ta'omer, the pasuk says, regarding Shlomo Melech, Kihu roide b'chol eva ha'nor, mitifsach v'ar'azer. And again, the Gemara has a very similar machlokes, how to understand this pasuk. Rav Shmuel, Charama, tifsach b'sof ha'olam, v'azer b'sof ha'olam, v'charama, tifsach v'azer, b'ada ha'dodi ha'v'kaimi, they were right next to each other. And what it means to say is, shame, shemolach ha'tifsach v'alazer, kach molach ha'kol ha'olam kula. The pasuk says that he was king over Sheva for Esther and May Medina. He was the king over 127 countries. But when we look how this is expressed, it says first Sheva. It goes from the smaller numbers to the higher numbers. Sheva ve'esrim umeya medina. Amar Rav Chisda, tchila molach al Sheva. First he was king over seven countries. Ubsaif molach al esrim. Then he was the king over 20 countries. Ubsaif molach al meya. And he was the end king over 100 countries. El me'ata, ask the Gemara if that's the way we're explaining this pasuk. So when the pasuk speaks about Amram's life, Amram the father of Moshe and Aaron, the pasuk says Shnei Chaya Amram Sheva V'Shloishim U'Ma'ash Shana. So ask the Gemara my drash bay. How will you explain that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, there is no special limit to explain that pasuk, but rather Shani Ocha the Kroya Seiru. There's a pasuk that says, the pasuk already said, which we just finished explaining, that he was king Mahoid Vakush. So why does the pasuk have to repeat Sheva Esrim Umeya Medina Lomeli? Why does the Torah have to repeat that? To teach us Shmamina the drasha that we just learned. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Molcha B'Kippa. There were three kings that ruled over the entire world. Elan Achav, Achashverosh, and Vuchanetzer. Achav, how do we know that Achav ruled over the entire world? Because the pasuk says, the Ksiv and Melochim, Chai Hashem Alekecha, Im Yesh Goy, Mamlocha, Ashloshanach, Adoni Shamal Vakshecha. Achav went to look for Eliyahu HaNavi, and he went to search for him around the entire world. He was only able to do so because he was king over the entire world. And the Ben Yoyod explains, how did Achav get the schus to be melech over the entire world? So says the Ben Yoyod that Achav showed Kavod HaTorah. And because Achav showed Kavod HaTorah, and the Torah is written with 22 letters of the alabes, so that's why for 22 years he was king over the entire world. Nebuchadnezzar, the pasuk says by Nebuchadnezzar, V'hoi agoy v'amlocha, Ashlo yavdu oisoi es Nebuchadnezzar melech bavol, Ashlo yitin et savori bo melech bavol. The entire world was ready to be subservient to Nebuchadnezzar. And here too the Ben Yoyada explains, because we find that Nebuchadnezzar showed kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even though he was a terrible Rasha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore anything, and therefore since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore anything, that's how he was able to be king over the entire world. Ahasuerus was king over the whole world, Ahad Amoron. Simon Shezdach, asked the Gemara Suleka, are there no other king that ruled over the entire world? Vika Shlaima, Shlaima Melech ruled over the entire world. Answers the Gemara, L'Solok Malchusei. His kingdom did not last forever. The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Samaches, teaches us that Shlaima needed the worm, the Shamir worm, because he needed that worm in order to cut the stones that he needed for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Because as the Torah says, one may not use a metal implement to cut those stones. And he forced the Shadim to tell him where he could find the Shamir worm. And they told him that Shmadoi, who is the king of the Shadim, knows where it is. And he went and he sent Ben Yoyada to capture Ashmedai, and he brought it, and he was brought chained in metal chains with the Shem Hashem engraved on those chains. And one time, Shlomo HaMelech removed those chains from Ashmedai, and he caused Shlomo HaMelech to fly 400 parsa, and he took over the kingdom. So that's what the Gemara is saying, Le'solach Mal. He didn't stay with it. Ask the Gemara, but that's not so clear. Because if we look in the Gemara there, Masechta Gittin, there's a machloikus. One man that holds, Molach Vehedjet. First he was king over the whole world, but then he lost that position. Ask the Gemara, according to the opinion, Molach, Hedjet, Umolach, that he was first in that position. Then he lost it, and then he came back. Ask the Gemara, Mayikul Meimer, how are we going to understand what we're learning here? Answers the Gemara, Shlomo Melech Tavabei. Shlomo, the reason that Shlomo Melech is not included and not included with all the other kings, because there was something else about Shlomo Melech. Shemolach al Yoinev al Tachtoinim. He was king over not just this world, but he was king over Molech al Yoinev al Tachtoinim. Shenemar, the pasuk says regarding Shlomo, V'yelech Yosha Shlomo Akisa Hashem, that he was Melech on the Kisa Hashem. And as the Chasam Sofer explains, what was the difference between Shlomo and all the other kings? Says the Gemara, all the other kings, the reason that they were successful was because people were scared of them. Shlomo Melech did not reach his success because people were scared of him. Shlomo Melech reached his success because people respected him for his great wisdom. Asked the Gemara, Ve'ikah, Ve'ava Sancheriv. Wasn't there Sancheriv? The Ksim that says regarding Sancheriv, Mim Mikol, Alehei Arotzus Ha'elo, Asher Tzilus Artsim Yodai. Sancheriv declared, nobody was able to be saved from me. And says the Gemara, Ikah Shlaim D'loi Kofsha. He wasn't able to capture Shlaim. Asked the Gemara, Ve'ikah D'Yavish. But wasn't there their Yavish? Says the Gemara, the Ksibbe, the Yavish Malka Kosov, Lechol Amamayu, Umayiv Lishnaya, the Dayarin, Bechol Ara, Shloim Chumyaske. So he's saying to all the nations of the world, I greet you as your king. And the Gemara, there were seven countries that he wasn't king over. The Ksiv, Shvar Kodim, the Yavish, Vakam Amakhusoy, Lachavstam, Meiv, Esrim. He was king over 120 countries, and we just learned that there are 127 countries because Achashverish was the king over 127 countries. And so he wasn't king over the entire world. Ask the Gemara, Ika Kairish, wasn't there Kairish, the Ksiv Kayam Kairish Melk Pras, call Mamluchis Oritz Nosom Hashem? Says the Gemara, Huasam Huashtabuch to Kamishtabuch Menashe. He's boasting that he was king over the entire world, but he really wasn't king over the entire world. And that's why he's not included in this list. The Pasuk says at the beginning of the Megillah, Beyam Mehaim, Kesheves HaMelech, Achashverosh al kisei malchusoy shebeshushan habira v'ksib esrei. So here it says that it began. This is when he began being king, and then the pasuk says, "B'shnas shalosh lemalchay." It was the third year of his rule. How do we understand these two pesukim? Answers the Gemara Amar Rava, "My kisheves." What is the definition of kisheves? La'achas shenishashu datoy. After he realized that he is firm in his rule, and he doesn't have to be worried that Klal Yisrael will be safe, will be taken out of the Golos. Omar, he said, Bal Shetzer, Choshev, they all knew that Klal Yisrael was supposed to be in Golos for 70 years. And they therefore thought, once the 70 years pass, and they aren't safe from the Golos, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given up on them. And because at that point, they figured that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave up on them, they have nothing to worry about. But he made a mistake, Vitar. He made a mistake as we're going to the sea. Ano, but Achashverosh said, Ano chashivna v'loi tar. I didn't make a mistake. And the Yaris Tavash says that the first time it says the word Hamelech is over here, because he wasn't confident that his kingdom is secure. And in fact, the Yalkam Amloy says that's why he consulted with Haman, because he wasn't sure about himself. He wasn't sure about the stability of his monarchy. Only after that these years passed did he become secure with the stability, and did he do what he did. Mahi. So the Gemara goes into explaining what happened here. To give a quick overview what happened, we will go through the history. 22 years before the Churban HaBayis, Melech Yoshio passed away, and his son Yoyakim was his successor. After 3 years, that's when the rule of Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel began, that he captured Nineveh, that was the capital city of Asher, and he took the rule away from Asar Chadon, the son of Sancheriv, who was the king of Asher. And that was the time when the Malchus Asher ended and the Malchus Bavel began. The year afterwards, Nebuchadnezzar captured Yerushalayim, and Yoyakim was captured by him. But Yoyakim was subservient to him, but he remained king. And that remained like that for 3 years, where Yoyakim was king, subservient to Nebuchadnezzar. After that, Yoyakim rebelled against him for 3 years. And the fourth year of his rebellion, which at this point Nebuchadnezzar is king for 8 years, and the 11th year of Yoyakim's rule, Nebuchadnezzar went to battle against Yoyakim and he killed him. And that's what Yirmiyahu says in the Nevuah, Kavurus Chamor Yikover, Schoi Vahashlech Mahal Lashar Yushalayim. And at that point, Nebuchadnezzar appointed Yoyakim, who's also called Yechonya, the son of Yoyakim, to be king in the place of his father. When Nebuchadnezzar came back home, his advisors told him that he had made a mistake. It isn't appropriate to appoint a son of a father who had rebelled against him to being king. And therefore, after 3 months, he came back to Yerushalayim, and he sent Yoyakim and most of the Cheresh V'Amazgir, the Talmid HaChamim, to Golus. And at that time, he took many of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and he appointed Tzidkiyahu, who was the uncle of Yoyakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, and the brother of Yoyakim, to be king for 11 years. At that time, Nebuchadnezzar came back to Yerushalayim, killed Tzidkiyahu and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Afterwards, Nebuchadnezzar was king for another 26 years. That means he was king for a total of 45 years. And after he died, Avul Meroidech, his son, succeeded him. He freed Yoyakim Melech Yehuda from being in prison, that he was in prison for 37 years. And Avul Meroidech was king for 23 years. Afterwards, Belshazzar, the son of Avul Meroidech, became king, and he was the last king of Malchus Bavel. At the third year of his kingdom, he made a feast, and since he said that now it's 70 years, because he figured that from when Nebuchadnezzar became king to now 70 years. And if Klal Yisrael wasn't freed by now, that means they're not going to be freed. And he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and used them. And that night, the Yovish HaModai killed him, and the rule went over to the countries, to the nations of Paros HaModai. The Yovish HaModai was only king for 1 year. Then Koresh HaParsi became king, and he was the one that gave Klal Yisrael permission to go back to Tisrael and start building the Beis HaMikdash. But afterwards, he retracted that permission because the enemies of Klal Yisrael, the Shamroinim, convinced them to retract that permission. After 3 years, Koresh died, and then Achashverosh became king. And as we begin the Megillah, in the third year of his kingdom, he made a party, and now he figured that the 70 years are up, and Klal Yisrael weren't saved. That must be that they're not going to be saved. But his mistake was that he started counting from the time Yoyachim was sent to Golus. But that wasn't when you're supposed to count counting. That he's supposed to start counting from the Churban Habayis. And that party, that feast that he made in the third year, that's when the story of Vashta happened. After 9 years, which is the 12th year of him being king, that's when Haman was killed. And that was when we had the Nes of Purim. Afterwards, in the 14th year of Achashverosh, that's when they established Purim. That was the year that Achashverosh died. That was the year, that was when the Yavish, his son from Esther, became king. And that's when the Yavish and the second year allowed the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which was 70 years from when it was destroyed. Says the Gemara of the Ksiv, Kilafim lois bavol shim shana efkereschem. I will save you after 70 years. Chosh abom chamesh to Nebuchadnezzar. Says the Gemara, Belshetzer counted the 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. We explained this all. Vesrit last Alva Meroidach, the 23 years of Alva Meroidach. Vitar to the day, and he had been king already for 2 years as well. He said, Hoshivim, 70 years have passed. After money the Bay Mikdasha, he took out the Kalim Beis HaMikdash, Vishtamish Bahu, and he started using them. How do we know Nebuchadnezzar was king for 45 years? Says the Gemara, Domamar. We learned the Brisa says, Golo B'Sheva, Klaiso went to Golos in the 7th year, for Golo B'Shmoina, they went into Golos in the 8th year, and Golo B'Shmoina, they went into Golos in the 18th year. The Golo B'Tisha Esrei, and they went to Golos in the 20th year. And the Gemara explains this Brisa. Golo B'Sheva, L'Kibush, Yoyakim. They went, the first Golos they went out was 7 years after Nebuchadnezzar captured Yoyakim. The name of this Golos is Golos Yoyakim, which is Shmoina Nebuchadnezzar, which was in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar being king. Golu B'Shmoina Esrei L'Kibush Yoyakim. Then Klal Yisrael went into Golos. That's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, 18th year after Nebuchadnezzar prevailed over Yoyakim, and that's called Golos Tzidkiyo, which is Sha'asrei Nebuchadnezzar, which happened in the 19th year of his Nebuchadnezzar's rule. Dama Shana Rishana Kibish Ninveh, as we mentioned earlier, in the first year of his rule, he took Ninveh, and Shnia is when Kibish Yoyakim is when he took over Yoyakim. Ksiv. And the pasuk says, "V'hi b'shloish v'shev v'shonam l'golos Yoyakim melech Yehuda v'shnei masachodish b'es mishal lachodish nosal avim roidach melech bavol b'shnas machusos roish Yoyakim melech Yehuda v'yoytzos mebeis haklu." He let Yoyakim leave prison. Tamni. So we have 8 years before Yoyakim was sent to Golos v'tlosim v'sheva, and then another 37 years, as we mentioned, that Yoyakim was imprisoned. Hari Abav Chameshnan Nebuchadnezzar, we have a total of 45 years. Esmer Tlastat Ava Meroidach. How do we know that Ava Meroidach was king for 22 years? Tomorrow. Vitar to the day. And now after 22 years, Belshazzar was king for 2 years. Hashivim. Now we have a total of 70 years. Amma. So at that point, Belshazzar declared, "Hashtav Adi Sula Mefriki, Klal Yisrael will no longer be saved." Apik money the Beis Hamikdash. He took out the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, v'shtamish bu, and he used them. Ahanin dekamalei Daniel, v'amorei Shemayim hesumeramta. You were arrogant towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulamana de Beisayu Hasif Kadmach, and you brought the vessels, the Kelim and Beis HaMikdash in front of you. Beit Miksiv, and says the Pasuk, Beit Belayel Kittel B'Shetzotzu Malka Kazdor. That night, B'Shetzu was killed. Miksiv de Yavish Mador Kibam Achosa Kvan Shnin Shitin V'Tartin. And Darvish Mador became king when he was 62 years old. Amar Iyu. So now, Achashverish made the following claim. He said, Mitatoy. He said, Belshazzar made an error. I will make a calculation without making an error. Because he says, Miksiv Lamalchus Pavel. It didn't say that Klai Yisrael are supposed to come out 70 years after the Malchus Pavel is established. The Bavel Ksiv. What does the Bavel mean? The Galus Pavel. So if that's the case, Kamen B'Tzern, how many years was Belshazzar off? Tamnei, 8 years, because those represent the 8 years that we spoke about, that Nebuchadnezzar was king before Yehoyachin went to Golos. So he added another 8 years. Chadid Belshazzar, 1 year of Belshazzar, Chomish, the Dovish V'Kayish, 5 years that they were king, V'Tat the day, and 2 years of that he's king, Hashivan. So that's how he says, now I have a total of 70. And now, Achashverosh said, Kimin the Chazon the Mol Shim V'Yifrik, that these 70 years passed and they weren't saved. Apik Manad Bein Mikdash V'Shtamish Behu. Ba'as Sokin V'Rike B'Neim. Then the Sotan saw what Achashverosh is doing. V'Harag is Fashti, and the rest of the story we will discuss. Ask the Gemara, V'Achshap Achashiv, what was wrong with Achashverosh's calculation? Says the Gemara, he also made an error. He was supposed to knock, he was supposed to start counting from when Yerushalayim was destroyed from Golos Tzidkiyo. We start the 70 years from when Yerushalayim was destroyed. Ask the Gemara, Soif, Kamei B'Tzirin, how many years are off? Chatzari. But ask the Gemara, Iyu, Kamei Molach, how many years was Achashverosh king Abesa? The Abesa, the day, Mikdash. So if that's the case, the Beis HaMikdash should have been built in the 14th year of his rule. Amok Siv, Badim Batalis Avdus Beis HaLakim de Rishlayim, the Beis HaMikdash building was stopped until the second year of the Yovish HaParsi, which means that it was 2 years later, which is 72, not 70. Answers the Gemara, Am Rav Shana Mekhtos Hava. Yes, we mention all these years, but as we mention all these years, there are many years that overlap one over the other. And because there are these overlapping years, even though it looks like 72 years, some of the years overlap, and this is how the second year of the Yavish is really 70 years from the Churban HaBayis.